Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time of the day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. I truly hope that all my listeners are doing well. And if you're new here, I truly thank you guys for joining me. You know, if you're looking for a podcast that just keeps it real, keeps it authentic, 100% me, you've reached the right place. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you, thank you, thank you for exchanging energy with me. I truly appreciate it, you guys. And I hope and I think that you all have been sending me good vibes because, you know, I do want to share some things with you guys. Now, it's not all good, but it's not all bad either. So just sit back and relax and let me get you up to speed. So, you guys know that I started my substitute teacher job. It's been going really great, actually. I've been going around, I'm making it a point, actually, to just experience different grades. That way I can kind of see where I fit in and where I would like to go with this. And it's been very interesting. The younger kids have been great, but of course the older kids have given me some trouble. Like today, for instance, I did a 7th grade English class. Don't you know these kids were trying to lie to me about who was in the class and who wasn't in the class? And then when a random person would walk in, it was like, say you're such and such, say you're, I'm like, come on now, you know, like, don't play me for a fool. I might look like I'm just old and lame, but yeah, no. But overall, it's been a great experience, and I'm learning a lot about myself, as well as a lot about, you know, where I want to go with my career. As you guys already know, I'm studying psychology. My classes just started back up this week. I got some homework to do. And it's been going really well. This term, I'm taking biology as well as intercultural communication. So that's an interesting combination, and I'm really excited about it. You know, mental health has been my passion for a while, and just being a substitute teacher, it's like steering my passion in that direction. Like, I feel like children need to be heard. Children need a safe space. And, you know, one of the jobs, it was just some random students just came up to me and started talking to me and just telling me about the things that are going on in their lives. And I'm just looking at these kids like, wow, like, children are truly evolving. If you haven't noticed, the children of the new generation are nothing like the children of my generation. These kids are just far more advanced and in tune with their emotions. You know, I had a young man come up to me and he just said, you know, his mom has been crying since his papa died. And I asked him, you know, how did that make him feel? And he said that he was sad. And he said he's gonna miss his papa because, you know, they spent a lot of time together. And then I had another young lady who disclosed to me about her anxiety and depression and, you know, the things that she goes through. And that really touched me. And then the day before yesterday, I had a student just disclose that, you know, her own father broke her hand, beating her with, you know, a back scratcher. And that was just really sad. And it just made me realize, like, man, these kids really need somebody. And it's sad to say that sometimes I get in my little bubble And I think that the world works a certain way. And I think that I'm not giving my children enough. You know, I've shared this with you guys plenty of times. But just interacting with those kids helped me to realize that I am doing something right. Most definitely. I just want to raise children that don't have to heal from trauma that I caused. You know, and that's a difficult thing to do as a parent. You may think that it's easy, like, oh, just don't abuse your child. But it's more about providing those needs those unspoken needs. That's what I'm looking for. You know, children have unspoken needs that they don't even know that they need it. But as a parent, you know, you're supposed to know your child and be able to cater to those needs because you know their personality, you know their interests, you know the core of who they are. And I feel like I'm one of those parents that is in tune with that, thankfully. And I cater to the needs of my children. Like if they need quality time or if they need alone time. If they need a creative outlet or if they just need to release some energy. Whatever it is, I make myself available for that. Now, I can't say that about today because today is like a very mental day for me. But before I get into that, I have something else that I want to share. But let me finish this first because my mind is going everywhere. But, you know, so this has created a new passion for me. Like, I know y'all probably tired of my different passions and things that I love, but I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still getting to know myself. And I'm getting to know my limits as well. Because it's not easy, you know, this mental health journey. Because it's a lot of the days that I just be wanting to give up. But I have to find some type of higher calling, some type of higher motivation that makes me want to show up every day. And that's what I'm constantly searching for. And that's why my mind is constantly changing and my passions are changing and what I love is changing. Because I'm trying to seek purpose in the midst of everything that I got going on. So, I had a situation last week where my car got repossessed, which I think I shared that with you guys. And I didn't know what to do. You know, I was just like, man, the car isn't worth the money that I'm paying for it. I owe over $9,000 on this vehicle. It has over 200,000 miles. It's a 2008. You know, it's really not worth it. It has a lot of mechanical issues already. And it's just not worth the $9,000. So I was just going to cut my losses and just be done with it. You know, I found someone who was really working to finance me a new vehicle. But I needed $1,000 down. So I posted in this all women's group. All black women at that. And I just wanted ways to, you know, make some quick money. And those women started donating money to me. They donated over $800 to me to get my vehicle. And I said all that to say I did not get my new vehicle. You know, typical Katrina look. Truly. But I wasn't able to get the vehicle because I hadn't worked long enough to get any check stubs or any type of proof of income or things like that. So it's understandable. And I think that happened for other reasons. Because if I would have given up that $1,000 that I had, I wouldn't have had food, you know, for me and my kids. I wouldn't have been able to wash clothes. I wouldn't have been able to put gas in the vehicle. I wouldn't have been able to pay for the insurance. it was just a lot of other factors involved as well. And I think that that didn't work out for a reason. So I accept it, you know. And some people are telling me about the vehicles, the Chevy Traverse. It had like 171,000 miles on it. It was a 2015, I do believe, which is better than what I have. But still, that probably would not have been a good situation. And I really broke down about that. I'm always breaking down about something, but I broke down about that because it's just like, why can't I just move forward? You know, like, I feel like I'm being stagnant. Maybe people look at me and be like, oh, she got it together. She does this and she does that. Like, but to me, it just feels like I'm just a shell of my former self sometimes. It feels like I'm drowning. Like, I'm running in place. Like, no matter what I do, I'm always at square one. And just being 36 with 3 kids, I don't want to be at square one. And it's so frustrating sometimes. Because I'm tired of complaining. I'm tired of being negative. I'm tired of being let down. And it's really taking a toll on my mental health, you guys. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, today, I'm just sitting in my van. Because I ended up getting my van back. That was just the most feasible option at the moment. It's just pay the money to get it back. They deferred my payments for a couple weeks. So until I can just figure out the next step, I'm just stuck with this. And as long as it gets me to point A to point B, it's okay. You know, I got other things going on. My phone is disconnected. I was supposed to start a job tomorrow, but, you know, Katrina luck. I couldn't get a babysitter for my kids because I was gonna, you know, be a little late coming home. I couldn't do that to them. So I had to cancel my training for tomorrow and hope that I can train on Monday and hope that I have someone to pick up my kids maybe that just isn't the job for me because it was gonna have me working overnight. And I don't have a plan. I just don't have a plan. All I know is that I want to work. I want to take care of my kids. And I just want to be okay. And I don't know how many times I have to say this or how many ways that I have to say it, but I just really want to be okay. And right now, I'm not okay. And it's just so weird because I'm really at a low point, but I still find the capacity to check on people, to love on people, to encourage people. You know, I still look at my life, and it's been so hard. It's been really hard, you guys, especially lately. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's overwhelming right now. And I've had people trying to speak life into me, like, oh, don't worry about it. You know, something greater will come along. But when? You know, like, I'm really tired. I had someone look at me today and he said, I've never seen bags under your eyes like that. Like, you're not getting any sleep. I've never seen you like that. Like, I'm not sleeping. I'm not eating. I'm just stressed. and looking for a lifeline. I'm really just sharing this because I know I'm not the only one in a situation like this. I know that, you know, the things that I share are just my life and what I'm going through. And you have a choice. You don't have to listen. You know, if it's too depressing, if it's too sad, I understand. Because lately I haven't had many good things to say. And sometimes I get tired of my damn self. But I'm really trying to, dig myself out of this, you guys. And it's not always pretty. It's not always, you know, you can do it. Sometimes it's, I don't know how to do it. Sometimes it's, I don't have the answers. Sometimes it's, I have to fake it till I make it. And that's definitely the situation that I'm in right now. And I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to evaluate my life and see where I need to change. Because clearly I'm not getting the message. And I'm desperate for a message. I'm desperate for the lesson. Because I just want to learn what not to do at this point. And I was talking to my friend, you know, and he has no kids. So when I was at the car dealership, he was asking me all these questions. I'm like, oh my God, like, why are you asking these questions? Like, I got so frustrated with him. I'm like, forget the questions. All I know is that this car is better than the one I have. I got the money in hand. I'm ready to get it right now. And he's like, what are the details? What are the details? I'm like, screw the details, you know? And after, you know, the deal fell through, I apologized to him because I felt bad because he was just looking out for me and I was acting out of desperation. And I told him that, like, you know, maybe that's my issue, is that I'm always acting out of desperation instead of thinking things through. Like, yeah, I am desperate for help. I'm desperate for a change. I'm desperate for some type of lifeline. But that shouldn't be my sole motivation, because that's why I get in these situations that I regret later. So maybe that's the lesson. I don't know. But if that is the lesson, I've learned it. And I feel like sometimes life keeps throwing situations at you to see if you really did learn a lesson. Did you? You might say you learned it, but did you retain it? And maybe that's what I'm going through right now. You know, I have to think higher. I have to think greater. I have to think beyond this situation and just know that I'm going to be okay. Like I tell you guys, I need to tell myself, Katrina, you have survived 100% of what you've been through. You know, you have the scars to prove it, and you're still here. And as hard as it may seem sometimes, you're here for a reason. I can't allow the negativity to take over me. I'm trying to fight it. I really am. So you guys, just keep me in your thoughts. Send me love and light, because I need it. And I appreciate you guys for just listening to me vent a little bit. You know, I went way over my time. So let me wrap this up and go in here with my children and hug and love on them a little bit, because I need it. I need a laugh or two. So if you guys need me, you know where to reach out to me. Single mom with depression, the number 2 at gmail.com. And this just reminds me, I did my ending really fast last time because my son's bus had came and I had to go. But single mom with depression, the number 2 at gmail.com. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's your girl Katrina, ITZYAGRLKATRINA. And yeah, if you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to reach out to me. You know, I'm always here for you guys. I love and adore you guys. I appreciate you for listening to me, for being here. You know, it's gonna get better for me. I just have to stay focused. And, you know, I'm having these moments of weakness, but it's nothing wrong with having these moments, because I'm only human. You know, and to the world, I may seem like this strong woman, but you guys truly, truly know the real me. And you keep coming back. And I love that. I love you guys for that. I truly appreciate it. And, you know, help is on the way. If you guys need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 988. They have an awesome texting option. So feel free to check that out if you need it. Like, the support is out there, and I'm here to support you guys as well. I just want to let you know, no matter what I'm going through, I'm always here for you guys. Always. There's never a time that I will reject anyone who needs me. So if you guys need me, just feel free to reach out. I'm always here. I love you guys. I adore you guys. I'm proud of you. Thank you for just being here to support me. I hope you guys have a great week. And until next time, peace. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time of the day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. If you're looking for a mental health podcast that just keeps it real and it's always something going on, you have definitely reached the right place. So welcome. And thank you guys for joining me. As always, I appreciate my listeners. I truly do. Like, you guys really keep me going, whether you know it or not. And that's just something that just can't be replaced in my life. Like, I love my podcast. I love what I do. I love what I talk about. I love that people keep coming back, because I honestly feel like you guys can relate to me. And I appreciate that, because in the times that I'm feeling lonely, I can always know that, you know, there's someone out there that's rooting for me. You know, if you're listening to my podcast because of hate, then you're wasting your time. But I truly feel a connection with my listeners, and you guys know who you are, even though I might not know who you are. But we're here, and I appreciate the energy exchange. I appreciate all the thoughts, the love, the light that you guys have been sending me, because it's been working. And I definitely have some updates for you, and it's something that I want to talk about. So the first update, you guys, I got a job. I got a job. No, seriously. So I have a job now. I'm a receptionist at the convention center here in town, and it's the job that I wanted, actually. You know, when I saw the job duties, I'm like, yeah, this is the job for me. And I got it. I don't know if you guys remember, I had the interview, I think back in March, but it was like a complicated situation, and I wasn't able to be hired, you know, it's right on the spot. So I did the substitute teacher job in the meantime until I could find something more permanent. And, you know, I did get that job offer as a security guard overnight, but I didn't take it because it just wasn't going to work with my family. And I didn't want to put that stress on myself. And last week, he reached out to me, had me come in, offered me the position. And then, you guys, the craziest part about it all is that he offered me the position. He said that it would be part-time for the first 90 days.
Now, I never heard of this type of policy before. I have heard of like a 90-day probation period just to see if you fit, but not you work part-time for 90 days and then we'll switch you over to full-time. So I'm like, I talked to my friends and I talked to Tabitha and we came to the conclusion like, no, 90 days is a long time to work part-time. So I said that I was gonna ask for, you know, like a 6-week evaluation just to see if I fit with the team and if my skills are up to par as to what he's looking for. And you guys, I asked him about that on my second day. And I'm just so proud of myself for just putting myself out there. That's, you know, I do this podcast and people think that I'm just like an outgoing person and I'm always loud and fun. And well, you guys might not think I'm that fun. But, you know, you think that my personality is one that asserts myself. And that's just really not it. But I did take notes and was just like, you know, can we do a 6-week evaluation? So at the end of the day, I'll be starting part-time next week. Well, this week. Actually, tomorrow. I'll be starting full-time tomorrow. So instead of a 3-month, 90-day probation of part-time, I worked a week and now I'm full-time. So that's crazy to me. Like, I'm just super thankful. Like, it's been a roller coaster and I appreciate you guys for sticking with me. I know I've been super emotional. I've been in a negative headspace for a while, but I get to see my therapist next week. I'm so happy. But you know, despite all of that, at the end of the day, things have worked out for me. And I'm truly thankful. The job is very flexible. It's going to be a salary position. So it's no clocking in and clocking out. And they're working with me. I can come in at 8:30 just to make sure my son gets on the bus in the mornings. I set up a time for him to go home. So all of that is good to go. And I'm just so grateful, you guys. Like, truly, truly grateful. Like, no, it's not the end position that where I want to be. I know what I'm working towards, but it's definitely a start. And I'm happy about it. Like, I really didn't know how things were going to go in the next few months, especially with school about to be out. The substitute teacher job is just temporary. So everything worked out for my good, and I'm thankful. I can't say it enough. I truly am. And that kind of like brings me to what I want to talk to you guys about today. And that's just the act of desperation. You know, I was getting to a point where I was just desperate. And I feel like, honestly, my whole life has been one desperate act. You know, like, I've never been the one to have a lot of options. So I would always take the first thing that I can get. And after reading Can't Hurt Me and reading other books and stuff, it's just like, why settle for the first thing that you can get? If it's not gonna work for you, it's just not. No matter how you try to manipulate it, no matter how you try to make it look pretty, you know, put lipstick on it, it's still gonna be what it is. You know, and sometimes we have to just take things for face value. Like, if you know that this is going to put extra stress on you, if you know this job is not feeding you mentally, emotionally, but it's just draining you, that's a sign that it's just not for you. If I would have took that security position that I was first offered, I would have had to quit because I definitely would have took this one. And that's not a good position to put the company in or yourself in. And then I also would have been working overnights, which I'm not a nighttime person. I like to sleep at night. So I don't think that would have worked out anyway. And I would have had to figure out a lot of other factors like, you know, my kids and where would they be overnight and going back and forth. It would have been a lot for me. But things worked out the way that they needed to work out. No, it didn't look how I wanted it to look. It wasn't on the timing that I wanted to be. You know what? Now that I just said timing, everything truly happens for a reason. Because if I would have got hired for this job back in March, I never would have been a substitute teacher. I never would have revealed my calling to be a school counselor. So this was like truly meant to be. Like, that's crazy. That is amazing, really. Like, I discovered my calling in this time frame. I just had to take a moment to just think about that, because that's amazing, because I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that because I love those kids. Like, in that short time that I was a substitute teacher, it did awaken a passion in me. And I'm just so thankful. Like, man, that's crazy. I didn't even think about that until just now. But things truly did work out the way they needed to work out. And sometimes we see the vision, but we don't see the path. You know where you want to go. You know what you want to do. But how you get there, it doesn't always look the way that you want it to look. And that's just the truth. But take it as a moment of learning more about yourself. You know, every struggle is callousing your mind and giving you like the armor to do the things that you need to do in life. Like, it's so many times that I wanted to give up. Like, you guys, y'all know my emotions have been up, down, around, and around. Like, it has been a crazy time. But just thinking about it now, I'm just thankful for it all. Because I've discovered more about myself and my limits and boundaries and my own expectations. You know, and I'm constantly learning. That's one thing that I truly can appreciate about myself, is that I'm a self-reflector. Like, it may be hard sometimes. It may be difficult to have conversations with myself about things that I do, but I do take the time to do that. You know, and you should too. Like, some of the decisions that we make, we have to just sit in the bed that we made. We have to lay there and take it, because it's no one's fault but your own. Just like last night, this is so crazy, but last night, so I didn't get much sleep the night before. I only got like 2 or 3 hours because Kenton was up all night and then I had to go to work. So I'm missing my purse right now. Like, I don't know where it's at. I don't remember if I brought it home or not. And I just been upset. Like, I wanted to cry last night, but I couldn't even cry because it's my own fault. You know, just being a little careless and not paying attention. You know, maybe it got stolen out of my van. I don't know right now. I do need to look at work. But I wanted to cry so bad. Like, I wanted to just scream and cry, but I couldn't even force a tear out my eye. And I think it was my subconscious like, you did this to yourself. You need to do better. You know, and sometimes that's just what it is. It's no feeling sorry for yourself. It's no playing the victim, because you did this to yourself. And I think I've told you guys this. When it comes to accountability, there's no victims. You know, you have to be accountable for your actions and your actions alone. But anyways, that just went a totally different way than what I was planning on saying, because I've tried to record this episode. This is my third try. And it's like every time that I talk about stuff, I reveal something else. And it's just wild how my mind works sometimes. But you guys, thank you for dealing with me. sometimes I get tired of myself. I'm like, oh my God, Katrina, just get your shit together. Like, why do you have to make things difficult for yourself? And I don't know the answer. Like, I don't know why I'm still going through things at 36. I don't know why I don't have all the answers, why I'm not in a better position in life. But truly, my path has been something different. And I'm just thankful. I truly am. Because it can always be worse, and I'm reminded of that everywhere that I go. You know, things could be worse. I see people walking. I see people homeless. I see people strung out on drugs. I see people who don't have a good relationship with their kids. I see people who are not happy with themselves. I see people who are, you know, struggling emotionally and in situations that they don't want to be in. But at the end of the day, here I am, standing strong, and I'm just so proud of myself. Because it could be worse. You know, it doesn't always have to look pretty. It doesn't always have to have that razzle-dazzle, that sparkle. But, you know, me and Tab was talking last week. Sometimes it's something that you just can't explain. You know, that je ne sais quoi. You know, something that's it's just there. It's just in you. You don't know why you don't give up. You don't know why people always come to you and reveal things to you, or why kids open up to you or open up to me. Like, I don't know why these things are happening, but that's just how it is. And sometimes you just have to take inventory of your life and just be thankful and grateful for the journey, because without that journey, there would be no lessons. Without failures, there would be no successes. You know, when someone is creating something, they don't just create it overnight and boom, there it is. They have to fail before they get it right. No matter how many years it takes, I'm not giving up on myself and my dreams and the things that I want to accomplish. Like, even if I'm 77 and I'm a school counselor, well, damn it, I made it, you know? Like, seriously. Like, seek fulfillment, seek happiness. Because no one else can do those things for you. And you deserve to be happy. You deserve to live a fulfilling life. You deserve to, you know, be treated the way that you want to be treated. Like, I know that I'm a good person. I know that I've made some shitty decisions, and I know I made hella mistakes. But the core of me will always be a good person, and no one can take that from me. And that's why I feel like life always shows up for me. You know, no matter what I go through, I've had people show up for me that I didn't even know would. And I'm just thankful. Like, It's an amazing feeling when you know that your hard work is paying off. But anyways, you guys, I don't want to keep you all day, because I could. And I'm probably going to make another episode before the week is out, because I got more things to say that I didn't even get to today. And I just appreciate you guys. I know that sometimes it's like, dang, when is she going to cheer up? She's just negative, negative, negative. But you guys understand me, and you love me anyway. So what more can I ask for? Like, I truly appreciate you guys. Like, I can't explain it. I'm just full of gratitude right now. And you are appreciated. You are loved. You are adored. And I'm hoping for the best for all of us, you know? But anyways, you guys, I got to get ready for work. And I hope that you guys have an excellent, great day. Just keep being amazing. No matter what life throws at you, no matter how many haters is out there, just keep being yourself and keep just being the authentic you. Because no one can take that away from you, ever. And if you guys need me, You can always reach out to me, singlemomwithdepression, number2@gmail.com. If you want to follow me on Instagram, Spotify, or Apple Music, my Instagram name is it's your girl Katrina, itzyagirlkatrina. And follow me on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, you guys. And follow my Facebook page, it's Single Mom with Depression Podcast. You can find me on those platforms. I appreciate you guys so much. Like, you just don't even know. Well, you do know, because I tell you all the time. And if you guys need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 988. No one will know you called. You know, if you need that extra support, don't be ashamed to reach out for help, because that's what they're here for. And that's why I'm here. So if you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to reach out to me. I'm always here for you guys. I'm just a click away. I'm always here. I appreciate you. I love you. And until next time, peace.